God's counsel forgotten. It was false prophets who wrought such havoc in Israel, who had corrupted the throne and called it down upon the land, the sore judgment of God. And throughout the past century, the false prophets have corrupted Christendom. As far back as 50 years ago, Spurgeon lifted up his voice and used his pen in denouncing the downgrade movement of the churches and withdrew his tabernacle from the Baptist Union. After his death, things went rapidly from bad to worse, and now a whirlwind of the Lord is sweeping away the flimsy structures the religious world erected. Everything is now in the melting pot, and only the genuine gold will survive the fiery trial. And what can the true servants of God do? Lift up their voices, cry aloud, and spare not. Isaiah 58:1. Do as Elijah did, fearlessly denounce sin in high places. A message pleasant to deliver? No, far from it. A message likely to be popular with the hearers? No, the very reverse. But a message sorely needed and criminally neglected. Did the Lord Jesus preach a sermon in the temple on the love of God while its sacred precincts were being made a den of thieves? Yet this is what thousands of those who posed as his servants have been doing for the last two or three generations. With flaming eye and scourge in hand, the Redeemer drove out from his Father's house the traffickers who defiled it, and those who were his true servants denounced the entertainments, socials, and other worldly devices employed by the churches to hold the young people. Those who were the true servants of Christ refused to use carnal methods for adding numbers of nominal professors to their membership. Those who were the true servants of Christ proclaimed the unchanging demands of a holy God, insisted on the enforcing of a scriptural discipline, and resigned their pastorates when their flocks rebelled. And the religious powers that be were glad to see the back of them and their ministerial brethren, so far from seeking to strengthen their hands, did all they could to injure them, and cared not if they starved to death. But those servants of Christ were few in number, a negligible minority. The great bulk of the pastors were hirelings, time servers, holders of an easy and lucrative job at any price. They carefully trimmed their sails and deliberately omitted from their preaching anything which would be distasteful unto their ungodly hearers. Anything which savored of Calvinism was rigidly eschewed. Eternal punishment was not mentioned. The word repentance was never heard. The crying sins of the day were never denounced. The people of God in their congregations were famished, though few of them dared to take their pastors to task, following the line of least resistance. And the very passage from which we have quoted above declares, "But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil ways and from the evil of their doings." Jeremiah 23:22. But they did not, and therefore a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. July 1942.